President Morrison,
once
said,
kade,
may I provide a simple formula by which you can measure the choices we confront you? It's easy to remember. You can be right by doing wrong. You can be wrong by doing right. President Monson's formula is simple and direct. It works the same way as the one given to the hundred. If we exercise faith and are diligent in obeying the Lord's commandments, we will easily find the correct direction to follow, especially when we face our day-to-day choices. The Apostle Paul exhorts us about the importance of sowing in the Spirit and being aware of not sowing in the flesh. He said,
"Be not deceived.
God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth,
that shall
he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not."
To sow the Spirit means that all our words and actions must have been raised to the level of the divinity of our every breath.
However, the Scriptures refer to the flesh as the physical or carnal nature of the natural man, which allows people to be influenced by passion, desires, appetites, and drives of the flesh, instead of looking for inspiration from the Holy Ghost. If we are not careful, those influences, together with the pressure of the evil in the world, may conduct us to adopt vulgar and reckless behavior, which may become part of our character. In order to avoid those bad influences, we have to follow what the Lord instructed the prophet Joseph Smith about continually sowing in the Spirit. Wherefore, do not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of the small things proceedeth that which is great. To enhance our spirit, it is required that we let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from us with all malice, and be wise in the days of reprobation. Strip yourself of our uncleanness. As we study the Scriptures, we learn that the promises made by the Lord to us are conditioned upon our obedience and encourage righteous living. Those promises must nourish our soul, bringing us hope by encouraging us to not give up, even in face of our daily challenges. Living in a world whose ethical and moral values are becoming extinct, thus motivating people to sow in the flesh even more. But how can we be certain that our choices are helping us to sow in the Spirit and not in the flesh? Nkotum adwen anampo enyantase papa osan na erazi ni susum nka ohu demnti o try there yendada asem bisanye there ana men menziye zemetu erazi ni kwan ana otamfu no kwan mwa mama no komshe ni no train no dom no one adwen tu hia ohia tete there yeben ebenya ahomze etu ehu papa efi bon ho demnti azibiara oyefi nyakopon hoppa naza omo sufi abonsam osanda abonsam ya yakopon na tamfo a okuntia no abirinyina na otwetwe nipa nipa na odada hon the one kobonum o try there Christ ne kanye sunsum kronkon nanyan kuya no boahin mayehu se kwan ayere fado no robo brano rizi nyankopon na kwan mu ana onto them se hen suya nyankopon na okanyam. O Sunday, as a papa be a fin yanko pon hoba, Nansu say yen su ya, or nam o tam fono, na ofino hoba. A baby fo, kama kuma, o son one, enyim pi, na enyimia a, wen ya de wobet na erazi na kwenumo. Umpo, wa abrabon nitibia a oye zin muno. One num a waji a friend do one brad Jesus Christ no ho. A depen kakra we trim no brand na minister ebibi anan for award kru no muno. Oye mi adom mami meka priest mbenyimba benu bishop na nestic president no kasra one quorum mbenyimba a wa one ba sir no ho
as they invited the less active young
bra wonyi mbenyimba no a one ba sir no kasa no mu hu de ajinkwano kan ashren wonenyim na dem berno ara su kan cha shia wo hu a wo wo.
They were fulfilling their duty
na,
to succor the weak, lift up the hands,
na,
which hang down,
jumezi,
and straighten the feeble knees.
The attitude of those two priests
placed them in the Lord's territory,
priest be and they served as instruments in the Lord, to in his hands,
as they
na,
invited some others
de,
to do the same.
Na wasum
de
waye
edindazi wa nyankopon
nsim
wa
nchechre na ashemuzi 20 verse 37 muno erazin chechre hen za orujiano wa susum no na sechete na za no kwari muara oze yantu erazin na kwanmo dembre ozidui yembre yenhwazi wa nyankopon nenyim yeba fa Jesus Christ nizina tu yendo yebenya enyimpi ze asum no akwewiei yazinya njuma bezi de wazi enuma aji hena tu asor numu
prepares us to live in God's
ashemu
presence
yinom
as exalted beings.
The remembrance of this covenant
must guide our behavior in relation to our family, in our
social
interaction, with other people, especially in relation to the
Jesus Christ tre suban in shadow a ozi mu a yebo tum yebo duado esi yene suban no ajinkwanu yi in shadow biara a obotum eyi nenyi efi ne som juma kronkrono do titirara bra otamfo no ana ezi echirfo no no so no shame bra osum wasasi do awomu de wanye bon de biaraza nanso onya akoma obobo na sunsuma oyeboto abre no hwaze won eja owo sure nenyim po nara no nipe de obam shede eja owo sure nipe aye ho
even at that moment of extreme physical pain
nanso
inyeza
mepebia naza owo epe
and shedding bloods through his pores, he told the Father, "Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thy wilt."
My prayer, brothers and sisters, as we think about our covenants, is that we may keep ourselves strong against the fiery darts of the adversary. Aye zi ejinkwane fesu sundo amayedua no wosunsumu na yatsna werazi na kwanmu humu mayen ka present monsen ne kwanno entu menye papa wa braye bon entu menye bon wa braye papa mi kanze meyi na wa Jesus Christ nizimu amen.